yourself. Amen. So glad you come.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Appreciate everybody being here. God bless you.
It was sure great to be here last night. I was compensated very well for coming. Amen. It felt like I just got right under the spigot. Amen. Right under the spout. Amen. Brother Randy singing is special, and Brother John preaching. I'll tell you, that was just, it was outstanding. The Lord helped us. And I thought, you know, it's a little bit of a drive, Brother Gabber, but it's nothing to feel the Lord. Amen. They'd drive for hours and hours and hours to go to a ball game or something. The world will. Amen. This is, you know, this is far better than that and worth so much more. It's so much more valuable, isn't it? Amen. But we're so glad to be here, and we're thankful for the invitation. Appreciate the confidence. Appreciate Brother Randy Webb so much. My children love him, and he's helped them so much. And we appreciate all the preachers. Brother Gabbard, just appreciate him so much over the years. He said he was Brent's daddy last night, and we drove down to Hodgenville the other day to hear him. And Brother David Webb introduced me as Zach and Kelly's dad. Amen. He said a lot of our people have their CD, and that was the first time I was there. So he said, this is Zach and Kelly's dad. Amen. Well, that's all right. Amen. That's all right. Praise the Lord. I was looking at all these preachers here, and I thought, man, oh, man, this is something else. But I remember, I was sitting there thinking, I remember years ago, I was at up at Roberts Road in Franklin, and L.D. Moore was there, and Brother Moore, and Brother Collins, and a lot of good preachers, a lot of good men. And they asked Brother Scotty to get up. How many knows Brother Scotty? Brother John, you know, Brother Scotty said, he looked around, he said, I'm glad y'all's just human beings. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. But, you know, that was his way of saying he respected him. Amen. That's just Brother Scotty's way. But I do respect the ministry, respect men of God, and appreciate them. Amen. We're going to try to preach a few minutes this morning. And I'd love to be a blessing to you and be a help to you. And we're going to read out of 2 Samuel, the 9th chapter, and try to preach here a few minutes. The Lord's will. God knows what we need today, doesn't he? He knows right where we're at this morning. And Brother Randy talking about we're getting ready to try to build a new church. And we appreciate the church back home. We just had two outstanding services Sunday. The Lord just came down and watered our soul. Amen. It was just outstanding. Praise God. I don't take it lightly when the Lord comes by. I don't ever want to take it for granted. I want to be thankful for it. All right. 2 Samuel chapter 9 and verse 1. The Bible said, and David said, is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul that I might show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? And there was of the house of Saul a servant whose name was Ziba. And when they had called him unto David, the king said unto him, art thou Ziba? He said, thy servant is he. And the king said, is there not yet any of the house of Saul that I might show him kindness, the kindness of God unto him? And, amen. And Ziba said unto the king, Jonathan hath yet a son, which is lame on his feet. And the king said unto him, where is he? Ziba said unto the king, behold, he's in the house of Maker, the son of Amiel, in Lodabar. And the king David sent and fetched him out of the house of Maker, the son of Amiel, from Lodabar. Right. Amen. I'd like to just try to preach a few minutes this morning on, you know, just Jesus in the Old Testament. you know, the New Testament, it's hidden, it's concealed in the Old, and the Old Testament is revealed in the New. Amen. And the Old Testament I've tried to study a little bit of prophecy and things through the years and studied after men that have studied a lot. I've got a lot of Brother Gabbard's tapes, and I've listened to them and listened to Brother Shoecraft and different ones, studied after them. But you know, the most fulfilling prophecy study I've ever done, Brother John, was out of the book of Leviticus. Amen. Amen. That 23rd chapter, those feast days.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Yeah. That's the best one for me. That's just been a blessing to me. But there's a lot of great things in the Old Testament. And somebody said one time, you know, that when you see Jesus on every page of the Bible, you're starting to see it. Yeah. Amen.
I like that.
Amen. The Bible is a book about Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
From Genesis to Revelation.
That's right.
Amen. It's a book that God desires to glorify his son. Amen.
Yeah.
Paul said in Colossians that the Old Testament was a shadow. Amen. And Christ is the body itself, the body that casts the shadow. The Old Testament laws and things was the shadow of better things to come. Amen. And here we're looking at this picture. Mephibosheth crippled on his feet. Amen. There he was, lame and couldn't help himself, couldn't do anything for himself, and David seeking someone there, amen, to show him kindness because of Jonathan. Of course, Jonathan, a type of Christ there, amen, standing in the gap, making up the hedge, as it were, David wanting to bless somebody because of Jonathan. Amen. David wanted to be good to somebody just because of Jonathan and their friendship and their love and their covenant together. Amen. And Lodabar, of course, amen, a lot of people I know have heard a lot of things probably concerning this chapter. But Lodabar, barren, meant to be a dry place, a desolate place, a barren place. A place, amen, where there's little food and meager fare and wasn't getting along very well at all. Amen. David said, so there's somebody over there. And Ziba or Ziba, he said, yeah. Amen. There's a boy over there named Mephibosheth, and he's Jonathan's son. Amen. And he's over there in Lodabar. Amen. Over there in that desert place. Over there in that dry place. Amen. I tell you, that's where I was at one day. Amen. I was in a dry place. I was in a desolate place. I was in a desert. Amen. Spiritually desert and dry place. Praise God. But David said, go fetch him. Go over there and get him. Amen. Aren't you glad the Lord, amen, sent after us one day? Praise God. Amen. He sent, praise God, somebody to get over there, amen, and get Mephibosheth. You know, the Lord come looking for us, didn't he? The Bible said that we love him because he first loved us. Amen. He showed kindness to us. He sent the Holy Ghost to us. He draws us with his power. He draws us with his spirit. Praise God. He come to get us. Amen. He went and got, amen, Paul on the road to Damascus. He met with him. He looked him up. Amen. He went and found Adam when Adam fell. Amen. He went and looked for him. Praise God. I'm glad he looked for us. Praise the Lord. He went and, amen, come by. Amen. Matthew there. Levi sitting at the seat of custom. Praise God. He come and got him. Amen. I'm glad for that tonight, or this morning, rather. Praise God. I'm glad that he'll come and get us. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. He came to Moses there. Moses probably thought it was over with. Over there for 40 years, you know, on the backside of the desert. And there was that burning bush that changed his life. He came by Zacchaeus up in the tree. I'm so glad that he cares enough about us to come after us. Amen. Come looking for us. That old song said he came looking for me. Amen. He came looking for me. Oh, praise God. You can see throughout the Old Testament there that when one king would ascend to the throne, amen, that he would usually wipe out everybody in the other kings, the previous king's family, because he didn't want them raising up, amen, and rebelling, amen, and taking a coup, amen, as it were, over them and throwing them out of their position. But David went and got Mephibosheth. No doubt he thought, man, I'm in trouble now. Amen. The Bible said there was war for a long time. Amen. With the family of Saul and the family of David, they fought, amen, a long time. That tragic incident there with Abner and Joab, amen, Abner was going to join up with David, but always see, amen, how there was such animosity and such trouble. I'd say, amen, when they first come and got old Mephibosheth, he was probably scared half to death. He was probably thinking, well, this is it for me. I'm a goner. Amen. I'm done for. It's over with now. Amen. They got over there, and the Bible shows us and says that Mephibosheth fell on his face before David. Amen. I'll tell you, no doubt he thought David's going to just give the commandment and have my head taken off. He's just going to give the commandment and have me slain right here. Amen. But there was a whole nother thing in David's mind. Amen. That wasn't what David had planned at all, was it? Amen. Over there in the book of Revelation, chapter 5, verse 5 and 6, talks about how, amen, that angel said to John, amen, behold, amen, the lion of the tribe of Judah. And John said, I turned, amen, expecting to see that lion. Amen. But he said, I turned, and there was a lamb, amen, as it had been slain. Oh, praise God, that's what Mephibosheth found. He was no doubt expecting to see a lion, but he saw a lamb. They drug that woman up there, amen, in front of the Lord that day that they had found, amen, right in the act of adultery. She thought, no doubt, he was going to condemn her to death. He was going to condemn her to die, amen. But all of her accusers went away after he wrote whatever it was on the ground. And she looked up, amen. I tell you, she looked up in the face of a lamb. Praise God, amen. I deserve to die, amen, and so did you. We deserve death, amen. But praise God, the Lamb of God had mercy upon us. He showed mercy, amen. I'm so glad, praise God, that the Lord, amen, is merciful, that he's long-suffering, that he's kind this morning. Well, praise God. Praise God. Starting to feel the helper. Amen. Oh, thank God for Jesus. Amen. The Lord. Amen. It's a picture of Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm so glad. Amen. That he's not out. You know, the Bible said that he didn't come to call the righteous. He didn't come to destroy the wicked. Amen. But he came, praise God, to save that which was lost. Amen. Came to seek and to save, praise God, that which was lost. There was old Mephibosheth down there, helpless, amen, crippled. Oh, amen, couldn't do for himself, couldn't do things. Amen, for I tell you, that's where we were at one day. Amen, praise God. The Bible said when we were without strength, when we didn't have any strength, amen, praise God, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Oh, praise God, aren't you glad? Amen. I was just like old Mephibosheth over there. Amen. I had, amen, a great need, and I couldn't help myself. Old Mephibosheth over there probably thought, amen, I'm going to die right here. Probably cursed David, amen, many a time. Probably, amen, cursed his family many a time. Probably said a lot of things, amen, bad and ugly about the king, amen, because they were at odds, and they were fighting one another. I'll tell you, amen, I deserve to die. Amen, the things I'd said and how I'd acted, how I trampled the blood of Christ underfoot. But I'll tell you, praise God, one day he sent, amen, an embassy after me. One day he sent, praise God, the good spirit of God after me, amen. One day he sent, amen, somebody to come and fetch me. Praise God. Amen. Oh, glory to God. David said, I'm not going to kill you. Amen. He deserved it, no doubt. Speaking against the king. Amen. Probably had a lot of things he had said and done against the king. But he still, David said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do with you. I'm going to give you a chair at my table every day, he said, daily. Amen. He told old Ziba, amen, Ziba and all his family and all of his servants were servants to Mephibosheth after this day. Amen. Amen. At least for a long time. Amen. There's some other things that arose later. But he said, I want him to have a seat at the king's table every day. And he used these words. He said, I'm going to treat him just like one of the king's sons. I'll tell you, praise God. Aren't you glad he brought us in? Aren't you glad? Amen. He welcomed us, praise God. Just like that old prodigal. Amen. He come, amen. He said, I'm going to tell him. The father didn't give him time to say his whole speech. But when he was rehearsing his speech, he said, I'm going to tell him I ain't worthy to be a son. I ain't worthy to be, amen, like I was once, but just make me like a servant. But before he could even get all of his speech out, amen, the father cut him off, praise God, and he reinstated him, and he gave him, amen, everything that he'd ever had. I tell you, praise God, this morning, I'm glad, amen, that he's like he is today. Well, praise God. Amen. Oh, praise the Lamb of God. He'll come looking for us, won't he? Amen. I remember Brother Benny Grizzle, my old pastor, great man of God, laid hands on the sick. I seen him. Amen. Many of people get healed. But he had to go across the river, that big old river, Brother Randy, up until not all that long ago. If you wanted any booze, because Kentucky, that part of Kentucky was dry. And you had to go over to Ohio. And Brother John, Brother Benny would say, he called him old Bars, he's over there, amen, and he said, I was over there in no beer garden. Amen. I was over in one of the old beer gardens. Amen. And my dad, amen, he wasn't no sissy. And he always said, Benny Grizzle wasn't nobody to mess with before he got saved. And Brother Benny said he was over there with some friends. And they said they looked around at him one night. And he said, I was over there weeping like a baby. He said, I was over there crying like a baby right in that old beer garden. Amen. They said, Benny, what's the matter with you? And he said, I looked at him and said, I'm under conviction. I'm under conviction. And they said, this ain't no place for you. Amen. He said, I went and got my hat and my coat, and I went to church. He said, I prayed on the altars 3 nights in a row before I prayed it through. He said, I'd pray and pray. He said, them old cigarettes would look as big as my arm. He said, and I'd get up and walk out. He said, I'd come back the next night and pray and pray. He said, there was that old cigarette again as big as my arm. He said, on the third night, he said, I got praying, got in the spirit, and the Lord dealt with me. He said, there was that old cigarette, and he said, Lord, I'll give him up. He said, I went through praying. Praise God to salvation. God saved him. Amen. I'll tell you, he came after us. He dealt with us. He loves us. He's given all for us. Thank God, amen, for Jesus this morning. Amen. Praise God. Ephesians 2 and 12 said, at that time, we were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Praise God. The next verse said, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood. Praise God. Aren't you glad? Amen. When we was without strength, the Bible said, while we were yet sinners, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. When we was in that shape, amen, of no strength, of no power, of no hope, of no way out, of no way of salvation, amen, he came and died for us. I remember a scripture over there in Psalms 2 and 8, and it said, ask, and I'll give you the heathen for an inheritance. Oh, praise God. I believe the Lord asked, don't you? I believe he asked. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. It takes the blood. Praise God. When we get in this thing, there was old Mephibosheth sitting at the king's table every day. amen, just like them Old Testament children of Israel there when they came into Canaan land. The Bible said they drank out of wells they didn't dig. Amen. The Bible said they ate of vineyards they didn't plant. Said they lived in houses, praise God, that they didn't build. There was old Mephibosheth, amen, hadn't done no labor for any of that, hadn't worked for any of that. That's just how we are this morning. Amen. We're enjoying his labors. We're enjoying his works. Praise God, we're enjoying what he's given us. I'm drinking of a well that never will run dry. I'm drinking of a well, praise God, that I didn't have to dig, that I couldn't dig. It was out of my power and out of my strength. Praise God, I'm eating. Amen. Praise God for me. Eternal vineyards that I couldn't do nothing with. Praise God. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I'm glad. Amen. For this Lamb of God. Amen. He brought us out of that old dry place, out of that dry, barren land, into this land spiritually flowing with milk and honey. Amen. Over in the book of Hebrews, you know, the Bible don't, Jesus has a twofold position there throughout that New Testament. He's the Lamb of God. John the Baptist said, behold the Lamb of God. But he's also the high priest. Amen. Praise God. And when he came to us, amen, he offered his own self, and he offered his blood. How many, amen, remember there in the Old Testament when the high priest went in that Holy of Holies, and he sprinkled the mercy seat with that blood, and he sprinkled before the mercy seat with the blood. Amen. And the Bible teaches us that the blood of bulls and goats can never wash away sin. Amen. In Hebrews chapter 10. Said it can't never wash away sin. Amen. But, praise God, the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. If we will read that ninth chapter slowly, I believe right there, amen, where the Lord came out of the tomb and he told Mary, don't touch me yet. Don't touch me right now. I've not yet ascended to my Father. Amen. And your Father. And he said, just a few verses later there, he told Thomas, put your finger in my hand and put your hand in my side. Amen. And he told Moses, make those things, amen, in that tabernacle just exactly like you've seen them. In other words, and the Bible said they were a pattern. Amen. In the ninth chapter there of Hebrews said they were a pattern of the genuine. In other words, they were a replica. They were a model. Whatever was in that tabernacle, amen, it was a genuine in heaven. And the Bible said when Jesus died, that he did not enter into that tabernacle made with hands. He didn't go into that Old Testament tabernacle or that New Testament, even that temple there. Amen. He didn't go in there and offer his blood. He didn't go in there and offer, amen. But the Bible said he went into heaven itself. Praise God. And he offered his blood. Amen. I believe when he came out of that tomb and he told Mary, don't touch me right now, Mary Magdalene. Amen. I've got something to do. That high priest in the Old Testament wasn't allowed to touch anything unclean before he, amen, was performing that duty. He wasn't allowed to touch nothing, amen, that was not pure and holy. Praise God. Before he went in the Holy of Holies, amen, as a type, amen, and a shadow, like we said before. Praise God. But that blood, amen, that he had shed, just like the scripture there in Romans chapter 4 and verse 25, I believe it is. The last verse of chapter 4. He was delivered for our offenses, but he was raised for our justification. Amen. There has to be a separation there. Amen. I thought, well, what? How can you separate that? How is that any different? But he was delivered. He died for our sins, but he rose for our justification. Do you know if they would have slain these lambs, if they would have slain these goats and bulls and just let their blood run out on the ground, Brother Randy, and not took that blood in that Holy of Holies and sprinkled it on that mercy seat, it would not have been efficacious. It would not have been, amen, powerful. It would have been invalid. It would have been void. But it had to go inside on that mercy seat. Amen. It wouldn't have been no count any other way. Praise God. And when Jesus rose out of that tomb and he said, don't touch me, I've got to make a trip to my Father. Amen. Amen. And he said, go tell my disciples. Praise God. When he got over there, and amen, by the time he seen Thomas, he had already heard what Thomas said. Amen. He said, put your finger in my hand. Put your hand in my side. Apparently, he had already made the trip. He had already been to the Holy of Holies, the true, the genuine, the real. Amen. And sprinkled that blood, that precious holy blood, amen, that all the Old Testament just typified, that it just pointed to, that it just signified of, and the real genuine blood, I believe right now, amen, stains the true mercy seat in heaven. And you talk about, amen, no wonder he was raised for our justification. He was raised, praise God, to go and make that sacrifice complete. He was raised, praise God, to finish that job. I know he said it's finished when he was on Calvary. He was finished with his suffering. He was finished with his death. But he still had to apply the blood. And I believe right now, when you and I go to him, right there, amen, is the payment. Right there is the price. Right there, amen, is everything, praise God, we need. Right in the right in the presence of God Almighty. Oh, amen. Amen. No wonder he said, come boldly to the throne of God.
That's right.
Come boldly. Praise God. Come, amen. It's already been paid for. Come, it's already been purchased. Praise God. Amen. Just like David had already had the things, amen, set aside for old Mephibosheth. When we go to that mercy seat, when we go boldly to the throne of grace, there, amen, right in the presence, I believe with all my heart that the blood still stains. Amen. That mercy seat in heaven. And he says, right there it is. Praise God. Aren't you glad for that? How in the world, amen, would he deny us? How in the world, amen, would he say no? How in the world would he ever turn us away? I tell you, it's already been done. Amen. No wonder John said, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us. Just like old Mephibosheth, amen, sat there like a son. We've been made sons. Amen. Praise God. He said he'd be, amen, our Father. We'd be his sons and his daughters. Praise God. Behold, what manner of love the Father bestowed upon us, that we may be called the sons of God. Oh, glory to God. One time, my wife and I was visiting my mother-in-law. And she's got seven brothers. My wife has seven brothers. We were sitting there talking to my mother-in-law, and the phone rang. She was sitting with somebody else. She wasn't at her house. The phone rang from her house. And it was my youngest brother-in-law, her youngest brother named Rick. And Brother Andy, he was this little skinny boy. Brother John, you know, just looked like he had the rickets or something. And she had a brother named Charles. He was always big barrel-chested boy. He worked for a furniture moving company, Big Sandy, for years and years. You know, he's the type of guy, just go pick up a refrigerator or something if he wants to and walk off with it. So Charles had bought their mom a car. She's a widow. She didn't have a lot of money. And her car kept tearing up. Charles went and bought her a car. He said, now, Mom, there's only one stipulation. Don't let these boys, them younger boys, drive that car. That's why you can't keep your car. That's why your car tears up all the time. Don't let them in it. Amen. Well, Rick calls and he said he's all tore up. You can tell just from the conversation, you know, how you can pick up things. He's all tore up. You sort of hear him on that phone anyway. He said, "Mom, Charles, come in here." She had let Rick, the little guy, take the car because he wanted to take his girlfriend to the restaurant or something. And he said, "Charles, come in here," right in front of Stacy. Took my car, got my car, broke my car key. Just broke it in half. Just took it and broke it in half. She said, "Rick, how did Charles get your car key?" And he's all tore up. And all of a sudden he just stops and pauses. You about have to know him. He just pauses and says, "He said, give me that key." That's how he got it. He said, "What'd you think I was going to do?" Yeah. Amen. I tell you, that's what the Lord done when he died on the cross. And the Bible said he went to the heart of the earth. He took the keys of death and hell. I tell you, there wasn't no wrestling match. There wasn't no argument. He was worthy. He was authoritative. He just said, "Give me that key." Praise God. Now he's got it. Amen. We praise God. Amen. Can worship him forever and forever. He came and set us free. He set me free. He set me free. Thank God he broke the bonds. He cussed a prison for me. Hallelujah. I'm glad this morning. Thank God that he paid the price and he made the way. Amen. Well, praise God. Amen. I'll tell you, old Mephibosheth was blessed because of David's love for Jonathan. And I'll tell you, it wasn't about Mephibosheth so much. Amen. But it was about Jonathan, wasn't it? And it don't matter how wicked we've been. It don't matter what we've done so much. But it's about him. God, the Bible says, for Christ's sake, has forgiven us. God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven us. Brother Ray.
How many in here this morning needed to be saved one day? Praise God.